Good afternoon. Spain could receive as many as 100 million tourists this year, which the economy minister said poses challenges for residents that the government can no longer afford to ignore. It's important to understand that these record numbers also pose challenges, Carlos Cuerpo said in an interview yesterday, and we need to deal with those challenges also for our own population. A housing crisis in which home and rental costs have skyrocketed in cities such as Madrid, Barcelona and elsewhere has led to growing frustration over the proliferation of short-term rental apartments. The Bank of Spain recently said that there's a deficit of some 450,000 homes. Building more public housing is critical to solve the problem, Cuerpo said. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy is in Gibraltar ahead of a potential post-Brexit deal with Spain. Mr. Lammy arrived overnight on a ministerial plane. A British government spokesperson said the Foreign Secretary is in Gibraltar to meet the Chief Minister, Fabian Picardo, to discuss the latest on the negotiations, as all sides look to conclude an agreement as soon as possible. Mr. Picardo was in London last week to discuss negotiations with UK ministers. Local media have reported that the deal could be announced imminently. Yesterday, the EU proposed removing Gibraltar from its list of high-risk third countries when it comes to money laundering. Any agreement will be closely scrutinised by Eurosceptics in the UK's Reform and Conservative parties, who have criticised Sir Keir Starmer's EU reset deal and the handing over of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius. All sides have wanted to get a proper deal in place before the EU's new entry-exit system comes into place, which is now slated for October this year, despite it being delayed multiple times. Last month, EU Council Chief Antonio Costa said the sides were not very far from finalising a deal. The power grid operator last night said it was gradually restoring power on La Palma after the Canary Islands suffered a blackout. The power cut was caused by the failure of a generator at the Las Gorinchas power plant in eastern La Palma, so the regional government said in a statement. The blackout occurred at around 5:30 p.m. yesterday. And there's relief across seven coastal councils on the northern Costa Blanca, which are forced to fully or partially close their beaches for almost 2 days, following the appearance of an unusual substance in the sea between Gandia and Oliva on Sunday night. By midday yesterday, the Regional Department for the Environment informed the local councils that the water is once again safe for swimming. According to initial reports, the substance is not a hydrocarbon and does not present any toxic threat. Contact with it poses no health risk to people. Even so, authorities recommend avoiding direct contact if it's found in the sand or floating on the water. Whilst it has been confirmed that the substance is harmless, the exact nature of the small white particles described as resembling grains of rice remains unknown. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.